Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Friday, January 17th, 2020. There's been several new developments in the new coronavirus since we talked to you last. Dr. Nyman will be here to explain all the latest developments. Dr. Nyman, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. The biggest update happened this morning when second case was identified or confirmed in Thailand. As you recall, there had been an earlier case who had been picked up with airport fever screening. And this case was the same, like the first case. The second case was also relatively mild. She was picked up on the 13th, so it's fairly recently. She tested positive in the lab. And it kind of raised questions about how many cases really are there in China. Picking up a case via airport fever screening is very difficult and does not happen very often. I believe the number of positives from the SARS outbreak was very close to zero. The reasons for this are many, one of which is people can be flying before they develop a fever. The other one that might be more common is that those who with a fever take medications that get their fever down low enough so it doesn't register on the scanning. And then the third is that, you know, even if there are 1,000 or even 10,000 cases, that's still a fairly small, low frequency for a country as big as China. The fact that now there are two in Thailand and then there's another export case in Japan. And in the Japan case, he did take medications and did get through the fever screening, but he did have symptoms and saw a physician as soon as he arrived just south of Tokyo. And the doctor basically told him to come back if it didn't get better. He had developed symptoms on the third. He flew back to Japan on the sixth. He saw a doctor the same day. He went back home and he wasn't getting any better. So he went back and saw the doctor on the 10th. And then he was admitted to the hospital since he still hadn't improved. They did a chest x-ray. He had early signs of pneumonia. When he didn't get better on that Tuesday, they notified the local health department and they collected a sample. And then they did a test, which initially was negative, and they redid the test and he had a weak positive. And he was actually discharged on the 15th. So by the time his notification was announced, he had already left China, arrived in Japan, saw two doctors, and then had been admitted to the hospital. And by the time the test was done, his viral load is pretty low. He was just barely a positive, and it was low enough that they basically discharged him a day later. So he didn't have a severe case, but that was concerning because his history indicated exposure to a pneumonia case in China. A subsequent media report indicated that that pneumonia case was, in fact, his father. He had stayed with his father the full time that he was in China. And the fact that his father had pneumonia raised additional concerns because it seemed highly unlikely that his father had been among those that had already been tested in China, because it seems unlikely that they would have sent him home while he was still infectious, leading to a subsequent case. The case in the second case in Thailand, it also raised concerns because that was a mild case also, and since he had symptoms on the 13th, it seemed that she would have developed symptoms considerably after the wet market had been closed. And in fact, she had no contact with the wet market, and neither had the case from Japan or his father. The first case in Thailand also didn't have contact with wet markets. And so recent reports, as in today, started to look at the fact that there had been three cases that had been exported to two different countries. None of the three cases had any contact with wet markets. And the local health department in Wuhan put out a statement that further examination or interrogation of contacts of the first case in Thailand indicated that one of the 17 contacts actually did have mild symptoms. So that suggested that that was another cluster. It consisted of one mild case in Wuhan and a mild case that landed in Thailand and didn't get past the fever screen. So it's becoming increasingly clear that the wet markets may have produced the severe cases, leading to two deaths now. And there are still five more severe critical cases that are still hospitalized. But that produced the largest number of cases. There were initially 41, and then today that got updated to 45. And the disease onset date got extended further to the 5th to the 8th, suggesting it was still ongoing. These newer exported cases led to more developments today. The sequence of the partial sequence of the case in Japan was released. It was 369 nucleotides. The sequence was identical to all of the public sequences. There are now 10 sequences. Three of those actually are a gene bank, and they're all from the initial sequence. They've revised it twice now. In this particular region of 369, all three of those sequences are identical. And then there are seven sequences at GSAD that are probably from four additional people. A couple of those sequences are from the same person at GeneBank, and there's a few sequences that appear to be the same at GSAD. They're at least from a 49-year-old female that was collected on 1230. So yeah, it looks like there's now a total of five different people. And for the shorter region, 369 nucleotides, all five people or 10 sequences are identical. So it's clear that the patient in Japan was infected by the same virus. And even though that collection date was on the 14th, it was a couple of weeks later. Again, these exported cases led to an estimation by a group in the UK, and they thought that the number of flights, the international flights leaving Wuhan versus the number that were detected, and number of people that would be covered by those airports. It was like 19 million. So they came up with a ballpark estimate of 1,200 to 6,000 cases in Wuhan. And at the time, there were only 41 confirmed. Now there's 45. But that still seems to be a very low number. And there's concerns that there are, you know, obviously quite a few more people. Those concerns led to a press release by the CDC. They had a teleconference, and they announced that they are going to start, the United States is going to start airport screenings. They're going to set up the screening stations at three different airports, two of which have direct flight from Wuhan, one's at JFK and the other's at SFO San Francisco. And then they were also going to be doing screening at LAX in Los Angeles because indirect flights end up going to LAX carrying passengers that had arrived from Wuhan. So those are some of the additional developments that have come up. The current outbreak really is actually ahead of the SARS outbreak with regard to case fatality rate with early cases as well as exports. There are now two dead. There have been 15 released in China. So of those with known outcomes, there is only 17. And of those 17, two have died. So the case fatality rate of known outcomes is above 10%. In 2002, 2003, the first 300 cases, which happened in November, December, and January, of those 300, only five died. So that case fatality rate was a little over 1%, which is significantly lower than the current case fatality rate of known cases. And even the case fatality rate of all of the positives, which would include five cases which are still in critical condition. So even if all five of those survive, that would still leave a case fatality rate of approximately 5%, which is still quite a bit higher than the early case fatality rate in 2002, in the beginning of 2003. Back then, the big event was the Metropole Hotel, and that led to an explosion of cases, including international cases, tourists who were staying at that hotel ended up taking the virus to Canada, Vietnam, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. And it was after that the number of cases took off. There's concern this year that there's already been three exports, and the celebrations around the Chinese New Year are coming up, which will involve a lot of travel. Wuhan announced that they were going to start screening people exiting the city. They would be doing both airport and rail screening. That announcement was kind of missed by some of the attendees at the teleconference, but they had initially said that the U.S. was attempting to get China to do extra screening, and then they were notified during the conference that indeed Wuhan had already announced that they were going to initiate that. So there's been some progress there, but there's still concerns. There have been some reports suggesting that there are a lot of pneumonia cases in Wuhan and that they are turning some people away and they are sending others home for isolation. And some reports to that effect have been pulled down from various websites. And so there's a little bit of concern from at least some tweets out of China that that the actual caseload is significantly higher than that, which has been reported. The experts suggest that indeed it is, whether it's because of suppression of information, not suppression of information, but, not aggressive testing or false negatives or whatever reason. One of the issues was, why aren't there other cases in China that if those flying out of China to destinations like Thailand or Japan are coming up positive, why aren't their flights out of Wuhan to other local areas within China coming up positive? So far, all of the positives in China are in Wuhan or the Wuhan metropolitan area. There's concern that they're not really picking up others. Part of that failure may be due to the fact that these newer patients seem to be relatively mild cases. They may not be going to see doctors, or the doctors may not be aggressively doing testing, or they're getting false negatives on the test. The test is very new. And it could be a combination of all of those things. But in any event, the update is that there are now three cases that have been identified outside of China. All the cases inside China have been in Wuhan or Wuhan metropolitan area. But the exports have caused some concern, and screening are picking up worldwide, and also becoming a little bit more aggressive within the Wuhan area, wherever the airport is. And I guess it's also a rail station, so it's just in the Wuhan metropolitan area. So that's really the update for right now. The developments are happening pretty much by the hour or by the day. The current number of deaths remains at 2. The number of confirmed cases in Wuhan is 45. And the number of export cases is currently at 3. And we'll do another update in the not too distant future.
Okay, well, thank you for the information. Everyone, listeners, we will continue to update regularly as the situation evolves. This is a rapidly evolving situation that changes each day and sometimes hour by hour, and just stay with Recombinomics, and we will keep you updated as time goes on. Thank you, and everyone have a good day.